go. It is on the air on this Wednesday, September the 9th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. Glenn Coble here with me for the duration of this two-hour program.
Feeling totally slighted.
Well, here's the thing. last week, I don't know if we said this on the air, but Glenn, and we're not going to have the same conversation. We're not even going to mention it. But I do want to say what happened last week is Glenn and I had a conversation last week on this show that made I have never seen in my time of knowing Glenn and all the things that we have discussed, because I thought we were just having a normal disagreement like boys. No, I did. I really did.
I thought you weren't going to discuss this, but go ahead.
I'm discussing you. I'm not discussing what we discussed. Okay. And we went to the break, and he was angry.
Yeah, I get angry when I hear stupid stuff.
But see, I think that's awful to say that a difference of opinion would be a nice way of saying it.
No, I thought it was stupid.
You did.
Yeah.
But I think
I didn't say anybody else did.
No, but I think this is the thing that I wish we could do in this country. I wish we could hear differing opinions, and we may not agree with them, but we can still get along.
Is an opinion, when you tell a lie, is that an opinion now?
No, but what I was, you were mad at me for giving my opinion.
No, I was mad at the lack of, I'm not quite sure how to explain it. I didn't think you were being honest with yourself. You're being honest with me. You believed what you said.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think in your heart you are being honest with yourself on some of that stuff.
No, I tell you what it is. What it is
you're trying to be a good newsman. And that's good.
Maybe. I don't even know if it's that. What it is you had a great guest that followed that program, and you started talking about what we had talked about.
Yeah.
And in the end of it,
you do listen.
Oh, by the way, when you started off your program before he got here by saying something to the effect of "I was wrong" after I had left the place.
Well, that was my opinion.
Yeah, but you waited till I was gone to say it. So,
I told you why you were here.
But as I'm driving home, I have to hear that. So that's going on. But he said it right, and he's a big lefty. And it was great because I thought he said something absolutely right, because when you were saying how I was trying to be middle of the road and so on and so forth, and he said it exactly right. He said, I had an argument with my wife, very similar, and I said, we cannot get outraged about everything, because if we get outraged about everything, then nothing matters.
No, I agree with that.
And that's what I was saying.
But you have to pick and choose, and when I was getting outraged, about the things I had picked to be outraged
about.
Right,
but I guess what I was saying in that particular matter was that. I don't know, without getting too deep into it, the conversation we had last week was about, was the size of President Trump's inauguration a news story or not? And why I felt it wasn't a news story is because it was easily verifiable by anything anybody wanted to do. You could search a record, you could search the attendance, you could look at the pictures, you could turn on any network that day and see the crowd size.
But that wasn't the news story. The news story is he lied.
Okay, the news, but see, if we report every time somebody lies...
At 19,750 sometimes.
Right, yes. Then we're outraged all the time.
Yes, I am.
Right, and that becomes a more of an ideological thing, because you know what?
Oh, I'm outraged when my kids lie to me, too. Or when my wife lies to me. I'm even outraged when I lie to somebody.
Right, but I think there are different reasons that people are being dishonest. You know, like, and this is my point to that. I think, like, when your kids lie to you, I think 9 times out of 10 kids are lying to get out of something.
Yeah.
Okay, and sometimes when the wife or the husband lies, they're trying to get out of something.
Or save somebody's feelings.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, in that particular case, the reason the president lied is he lied because he wanted to, once again, control the news cycle, because he knows that the bait is taken every time.
Well, and when you said that, it opened my eyes a little bit. I never even thought that he was smart enough to do that. And, okay, I'm going to give him a little bit of credit on that. Okay. And you opened my eyes to it.
Well, here's the thing about President Trump. Whether you like him or dislike him, at some point, you have got to say that he is very good at marketing himself. He does understand the media. He understood you got to go back to the first Republican primary. I mean, there were, what, 18 Republicans running? Former something governors, like Bush dynasty, Rubio, Cruz, Christie, people who were very high in that party. He beat them all. Mm-hmm. He beat them all. And why did he? Because he would call morning shows. He, anytime somebody called him to be on, he went on. He wasn't worried about being politically correct. He tried to say the most outrageous things because he knows the more outrageous, the more you're going to get on the front page of the newspaper.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Any publicity is good. And he proved it. And he proved it.
Well, and it may come back to bite him.
It may, and that's, and that may very well be what happens.
And I hope so. Otherwise, I'm moving to Canada.
But my point is, I think saying that he is not aware of what he's doing is wrong. I certainly think he's aware of what he's doing.
That's giving him, yeah, that's giving him some credit that he probably deserves. He's aware that he is a liar and that it works. And that's if you listen to his niece. Talking about his obvious mental problems, she even admits that. He's aware of what he's doing, and he's very good at it. Yeah.
Well, and I think he's been aware for a long time. I mean, he handled the divorce. That's what made him famous, the divorce with Ivanka. He was very well about The Art of the Deal, that book. He was very well in promoting that.
He didn't write. Okay.
But yet he, but look, people, he got that over. And it was a bestseller.
With 35% of the population.
No, I'm saying that.
I don't think very many people believed The Art of the Deal after the ghostwriter came out and explained
right,
what
but what I'm saying, when it came out,
yeah,
that book was associated with him for a long time, and it was a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. And
it doesn't prove it's right, but okay.
Right and aware are two different things.
Okay.
You know, I think somebody who's murdering somebody is not right, but they're aware.
I'm not sure he's aware of all the stuff he does.
I don't know.
None of us know.
Well, like
you'd have to get inside his brain. Right, I don't want to be there.
Well, but it's always an interesting conversation. And like I say, I continued to have it on Labor Day.
I thought we were going to have fun today.
We are now. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just think underestimation.
Oh, sure, you got to go back to it.
Underestimation.
You're going to beat that thing until I agree with you, and I'm not going
to
agree.
You don't have to agree. It's just underestimation, I think, sometimes is overlooked in certain people. But I think there have been other people who've been underestimated. I think Jimmy Carter was underestimated.
Oh, by a long shot.
Yes, and I think in the end, you know, he became president.
Hey, I'm going to have Joel and King on my show.
Did I ask you?
No, I'm going to tell you because I want to get out of this crap. She's going to talk to me about the Council of Aging. And
I'm whipping up phone calls.
There you go. Go for it.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, the president does exaggerate it a lot, and it does make
exaggerate.
The press, I'm sure this, but on the other hand, we've got former Vice President Biden, who has a terrible history of lying himself, and he's the king of plagiarism. I mean, he dropped out of the presidential race once before because of his plagiarism, accused of it in college. His a lot of his lies are like the lies of President Trump. They don't affect me. They're just conversation stuff, like when Biden said he was at the top of his law class and he actually finished 76 out of 85, which is not near the top. But
do you think this is particularly... Do you think this election is particularly nasty? I mean, here's the thing about it. I don't know. I there are certain things that I hear that I think, why? Okay, I'll give you two, because I want to be fair in this. I'll give you two that I don't like. And one of them last week was the reporting by The Atlantic that President Trump called troops suckers and losers. Now, why I didn't like that was there was no video or audio produced at the time that story came out of him saying that. Now, if it's been produced since, I'll change my opinion on this. But I have not heard it yet. But if I could be wrong, it might have been produced.
I didn't like that because there was no audio or video at the time that it came out. I didn't like that. And then on the other hand, I don't like people saying that Joe Biden has some kind of dementia or Alzheimer's because there's no medical diagnosis of that. We've got to deal in facts. We've got to stop dealing in opinions.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but the fact is, I mean, you don't have to search much to find out. He just stumbles over himself all the time.
I mean, well, some people aren't good speakers. I mean, I think, I don't know, I wouldn't say Joe Biden is a bad speaker, but I will say, go ahead.
He's been in the limelight for nearly 50 years. I mean, he should be a good speaker by now. One of the things I think Trump's appeal, believe it, good or bad, was that he wasn't a politician. So he speaks his mind, whether that's good or bad. That was an appeal to some people. A lot of people, it's a turnoff, but...
Well, I think the debates are going to prove Joe Biden out, and I here's my opinion on it, editorially, is I think this whole thing about Joe Biden having a memory issue or stumbling on himself is going to go away at the debates, because that is improvisation. He doesn't have the questions. There is no script. And I think if that's what they're trying to hang on Joe Biden, it's going to go away as soon as the debates happen, because I think he'll do very well in those debates. I've seen him debate before, and he's fine.
Obama's secretary just recently came out and said he's not the same person he was. And when I saw Joe Biden, actually I got his autograph and shook hands with him when he was here in Marion with Bill Clinton at Harding High School. I don't think he's as sharp now as he was then. I listened to him speak then, and I don't think he's as sharp now as he was. But I'm probably not as sharp as I was 15 years ago myself, so... a lot of these things that people are calling lies, and if you can show me a politician that hasn't lied, I'll take you out to dinner.
I'm one of them.
but the lies.
Where will we go to dinner?
Well, I don't know. You're you'd have to sit on the left side of the table.
Yeah, I would. I'd be glad to do that.
The lies that affect me are the ones where you can keep your own doctor or your medical costs will go down. Now, my wife was on, I think I've mentioned this before on the air, my wife was on Obamacare. It was horrible. It was, if you think $800 a month with a $7,000 deductible is a good deal, then you got a lot more money than I have. But we celebrated when we got off of Obamacare. If you were on Medicaid, it was a good deal. But that, I think those are the only people that really made out with Obamacare. But anyway, yeah, it's a good discussion. And if nothing else, some of these mistakes that Biden makes, or the so-called things that Trump says that offends people, makes good conversation radio. Anyway,
it does. So. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Bye bye. Phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, it doesn't have to be about this topic, it can be about anything. 740-383-9944, 28, coming up on 29 minutes past the hour.
Are you talking to me?
We got a minute to kill before the break.
I'm trying, so I was trying to find some of those audio or video clips.
Yeah, and if it's, I do want to hear it, it's been.
Yeah, and it's, I don't have enough time and...
We'll get there. I'll check it today, and okay. I'll come back tomorrow if it's wrong. I have Eleanor Cliff on tomorrow morning.
Great.
So I'll ask her. I'll ask her. I absolutely.
And ask her why four unnamed sources is better than one unnamed source.
Well, I'm going to ask her about that because I think that's an interesting thing.
When's she going
to
be on?
8 to 9.
The early?
Yeah, the early hour. And then in the second hour, we might have an interesting guest on that I'll post it tonight. On
okay.
Facebook,
cool.
If it's out there. But again, phone lines are open if anybody wants to call in. Opinions are always welcome on anything. 740-383-9944. That's what we're here to do. We can talk about anything. That's why we're here.
Not while you can't talk during the break, though.
Which is happening right now. Don't go anywhere. Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble back with you here on a Wednesday morning. We just got some information about one of the long-going conversations we've had here. So it was not L and K.
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
It was LK.
Yeah.
But it was located on Ellen K Drive.
Yeah.
Here in Marion.
That's pretty cool. Did it start here in Marion?
I don't think it started here,
because,
to my knowledge.
Because
did it start here?
We had an L&K in Lancaster.
Ohio. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, joining us here, Jeff Ruth.
I think it was Sunday night. I didn't hear the original airing, but it was one of the repeats. So I don't know when you had this discussion. But I saw Bob Jordan last night, who is now with Goodwill, but of course for so many years was with LK. And I asked him some of those questions. He said 52 restaurants that he was aware of. He said it might have been a couple more, but he was in charge of 12 of them. They were in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois.
Point that green mic that way. Okay. For some reason.
He said they were in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan is where the LK restaurants. And you mentioned, you know, who it was named for, Ludwig and Kibbe.
Kibbe. Mm-hmm. So it was not L and K.
LK restaurants.
Okay. So but it was tied in with like a motel chain, right?
I think so. I didn't ask him that. I have Bob's number. He said he'd be happy to talk to you sometime about the history of LK. So I said I'll give him your number.
Well, it's a fascinating thing, because that is one of the staples in Marion for so long, to have three here.
Mm-hmm.
Were they all in operation at one and the same time?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Really?
I believe so. Yes.
So they all just went under.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one on 95.
There were two on 95.
Or two on 95.
One where Aldi's is now, and then the other where Bob Evans, or not Bob Evans, Denny's.
Denny's.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't get on Facebook very often.
No.
No. Here's a trivia question for you. I did not know this. You know where Tubby's Pizza is now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that was originally built for, that building?
No.
I was shocked. I had no idea. I wonder if anybody knows that. If anybody knows that.
Oh, you're not going to tell me.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That'd be too easy. But no, I did not realize that another business had started there, which was very interesting. So does anybody know that? Does any longtime Marion residents know what the original, what was the original business in the building where Tubby's Pizza is right now? 740-383-9944. I just saw it. It was one of those growing up in Marion things, and they put it up there, and I couldn't believe that this business started there.
Tell me where Tubby's is. I'm lost.
It's between South Prospect and...
It's just south of the auto parts store there. It's on the left-hand side of the road.
Yeah. Oh, I bet somebody knows.
Yeah.
They know what was in that building first. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't know what the original was, but I know that back in the 50s, my dad used to always stop there. It was a pure oil gas station for years and years and years. But I don't know if there was something there before that. But I used to like to go there because they had a pop machine that was had cold water in it. You would put your coin in, and then you'd slide the pop bottle to an opening. It was, and you'd pull it out and be dripping with cold water.
Huh.
I don't know if you ever remembered it, those kind of machines, but yeah, and they would actually have guys who would come out and check your oil and put air in your tires and clean your windshields. And
are you sure that the freezer condenser hadn't broken and that was the cold water dripping on your can?
No, those were around different places.
I've never heard of that.
They were all glass pop bottles, but.
And I'm old as dirt.
I guess in the South they always call it soda. The pop is kind of a northern Midwestern type thing. But Yeah, it was, and you could get they gave away free maps, and you know this. I don't even know if anybody even carries maps in their.
No, cars. You can't get maps anymore.
Yeah, so they gave them away free, and it was back in the day.
Very interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the guess.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
What we're looking for here is what was in the original building where Tubby's Pizza is now. I did not know this till last night. 740-383-9944.
Now, are you history. Giving your name source, or is it an unnamed source that gave you this?
Oh, no, I saw the picture. I've got it backed up.
I just pulled up a sources. Picture of the L and K on the south side of Marion. Where would that have been?
South side. That would have been the one on L and K, wouldn't it have?
We're Matthews Kennedy. Ford in that area.
Now, okay. Jeff, when you went there, what'd you eat?
Fish.
Fish at the L and K.
I love their
LK, not L and K.
I love their fish. Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
I think it was KFC.
KFC. You've
KFC,
got it.
Huh?
The first Kentucky Fried Chicken in Marion was where Tubby's is, didn't it? Okay. Huh. Did you know that?
If I did, I forgot it.
Did you ever go there, caller?
Yes, I did.
Was it good chicken over there?
Yeah, same as, just about like today.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was a KFC. And when you look at the building now, you can see where it was kind of like an old KFC. Wonder if there's any dead chickens back there somewhere in Tubby's,
just
under the counter or something. Well, you know, back then they didn't care about the health inspectors; they just did what they wanted to do. So, LK, I have to get used to that now. LK had good fish.
Yes, and Fridays it was all you could eat perch. I remember that.
Now it's whitefish. If you go out, they give you the all you can eat whitefish.
Perch are probably too expensive.
No. But, yeah, they had excellent fish. And I remember Fridays was all you could eat fish.
And it was perch.
Mm-hmm.
Was it priced well?
That was back before I was buying. So.
That hasn't changed, Jeff. Come on now.
But you remember Ross's, right?
Yes.
Ross's was a very good restaurant.
That's when, and I mentioned this before when I was on, when Bob worked overnights, midnight to 5:30. And I worked evenings. I worked till midnight, and Sunday night the station closed. Joe Peters would come in, and that was when they would do their maintenance between midnight and 5:30. So, and this is back when radio people worked 6 days a week. So Sunday night was my night off. So at midnight, Bob would come out, and we would go to Ross's restaurant because they were open 24 hours a day.
Now they were good and noted for their breakfast.
I don't remember really what. All they were noted for, but there weren't very many. Obviously, there wasn't a Denny's in town, and there weren't many. And that may have been the only 24-hour restaurant in town.
Now, where Denny's is, that was a Royal Buffet, right? Not necessarily. It was owned by LK, but it was a Royal Buffet.
Again, I don't know for sure.
I think that, but see, I wasn't sure what a Royal Buffet was, but I guess it was just a buffet restaurant.
You got some questions for Bob Jordan.
I'll have to.
And Bob would be happy to answer those questions.
Well, you know what I was wondering? Are the people...
Because he could tell you the history, when the first restaurant was opened, and
Well, it's fascinating because when we look back at this structure that we had in Marion in those days, it's all gone. Even the buildings pretty well are all gone at this particular point. Everything's been torn down. You know, there was a period there. Well, you were here in the 80s. What would you say Marion was like in the 80s, different from now?
Well, for a little while back when, Tecumseh and so many of those places were closing, the joke was last one out, turn out the lights. It was not a particularly good time for Marion. There was high unemployment. A lot of people had lost their jobs, were looking to, get back into the workforce.
Well, and thankfully, a lot of them did.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not, I don't think we're, I don't know. With Kellogg Parkway, I think sometimes people forget, but I think we're probably still considered a manufacturing town.
Yeah.
Got Yachio, we got Whirlpool.
All plastic now instead of metal, but yeah.
Well, that's good for the people who work there. They don't gotta lug around those big tanks and things anymore. But it's, that Kellogg Parkway, that's such a development out there. And nobody's ever out there because if you don't work out there, there's no reason for you to be out there.
And the traffic there on Marion Williamsport Road and North Main Street by the railroad track, there are so many trucks,
yeah,
you know, using that road now. Sometimes there might be 30, you know, 40 trucks waiting because that light isn't particularly long on Marion Way, and especially if you get a train. And of course, there's a lot of trains that use that. If you get a train, especially maybe, you know, about the time Whirlpool lets out or whatever, and
you don't want to be there then.
You don't want to be there then, no.
But it's such a beautiful area. I remember the first time I went back to Yachio to do anything, and I drove back there, and I'd never been back there. And you go down that the Kellogg Parkway, and it is just these beautiful factories. Tons of cars back there, nice greenery. It's a very nice. I'm surprised there hasn't been more development back there.
Yeah, I took a tour of Sika a couple of years ago. They had like an open house and extremely clean.
Yeah,
nice. And you know, and you know, people think of what, you know, manufacturing sites were 50 years ago compared to today, and there's no comparison.
Well, I think of, you know, everybody, I mean, the famous one, obviously, in Marion is Whirlpool, and it's in a different part of town, it's in a different area, and I think we all relate manufacturing to Whirlpool in Marion, but boy, it's a different world out there with Sika and Yachio and that whole bunch, and there are jobs.
Right. I said Sika, right?
Yeah.
I didn't mean Sika, because Sika's further down on Marion's Williamsport Road.
See, we needed another source on that particular one.
He's one of those liars.
Oh, it's the one that they convert the corn and so forth. It starts with an
pilot.
It starts with an S.
Does anybody know what these two are talking about? Give me a call. 740-383-9944.
Yeah, I said Sika. It's not Sika. Sika's further to the east. It sits out. It's on the right-hand side as you go out towards Ridgedale.
I don't know.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, and I've been out there, and I can't remember.
Well, I know there's a plant, but I don't know which one it is.
Oh, shoot.
I know it starts with an S.
What do they do there?
They convert a lot of corn.
Oh, it's a corn place.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they were headquartered in South Dakota.
That's interesting. I don't know what it is.
Somebody's got to help me.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to jump in here. Do we know?
Yeah.
Somebody out there? Do you know what's going on why there's no fountain drinks on 95 anymore? What's going on with the water there? Oh, this is somebody, hopefully, with the 30-second delay kicked in there, so there now we got somebody calling in with the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
It's Poet.
Poet.
Yeah, yes. What didn't even start with an S.
No,
yeah,
Poet, that's right. Yeah, thank you, caller.
Thank you, yes.
Yes, Poet. Ask and you shall receive. Did you see this delivery I got today, Jeff?
I did.
Look at that.
He was eyeing it as he
walked
in. Well,
I don't know what it is, because the person who delivered it did not say what they were. Now, it's obviously cupcakes, but they smell strawberry.
Yeah, it looks like it's strawberry. Like strawberry.
I think it's a confectionery work of art.
Okay.
Well, you know, cooking can be a work of art, just like painting or
you
acting.
Should see my Chinese food that I cooked last night. It's a work of art.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, the only reason why it was a work of art is because I used all the vegetables I had in my garden, and there aren't very many this year. So
that's nice.
Go back to 95. I did not know there was a...
Oh, yeah. When I went out there... Oh, this was horrible this morning. I went out there to get my fountain drink.
Horrible.
Horrible. This is a catastrophe. I went out there, and I waited in the line this morning, and... the pop machine's not working. So, and I know Burger King's has not been working for weeks now because of this whole water issue. I don't know if Wendy's is working or not. I didn't want to risk it. So I went to the gas station here on Center Street, and it was awful tasting. But thank goodness, see, this is luck. I was pulling into the parking lot this morning, and somebody pulled in and delivered me one. So from the main street.
I was at Perkins last week on Thursday and got they had the fountain.
They had the fountain drinks.
And tasted fine.
Well, they had the fountain drinks yesterday.
Well, that's right, where apparently that main broker was.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we're going to break. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay tuned. Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
A
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back on the air on this Wednesday. Scott Spears and Glenn Kobel, Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. Anything you want to say, give us a buzz.
Before my phone clicks off, let me tell you, KFC was founded on the 24th of September, 1952, in North Corbin, Kentucky. Okay, now I can turn my phone off.
They got an anniversary coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they do.
And my wife does, too.
So oh, that's good.
She was born on the 13th. That's a bad sign.
Is it?
September 13th.
You know, I never understood astrological signs. I was reading something on that the other day because of it being in the Farmer's Almanac, and I still don't understand it.
I don't either.
What does it mean?
When people start telling me, oh, you're a Gemini, who cares?
But what, I mean, do they, they change every day, don't they? Who writes them? That's what I want to know.
Somebody that's paid well to lie.
Yeah, but there's a general.
I know who writes. Oh, never mind.
But there's a general. There's a general meaning behind each one.
I guess there is.
Yeah, but then every day it changes a little bit.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Dear Abby.
You know what? It's the same person that writes the fortune cookie fortunes.
I could never understand. You know, oh, money is going to come your way, and money is going to leave your way, and a lost love is going to come in. They're very strange.
But the truthful, the only ones of those that are truthful are the ones on the bottom of the eight ball. Those are truthful.
You know, the new eight balls do not work like the old
don't
ones.
Don't they really?
No, you are shake them, and sometimes you don't get anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what they're putting in there.
Where did you see an eight ball? I didn't know there were new ones.
Yeah, there's eight balls at the store.
Oh, I'll be darned. I'm going to have to go look.
Wasn't there a drink called an eight ball?
I never drank hard liquor, so I don't.
Well, I don't know if it was.
Oh.
If anybody knows what an eight ball was as a drink, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was an eight ball?
I bet there was. I bet there was, yeah.
Well, people drink the strangest stuff, but, you know, who knows? Like, I don't think beer has a particularly good taste.
You know what? I drink it and I like it, but I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the problem
with
it?
It would not be something I would have with a meal.
Yeah, I don't have a beer with a meal. But I do have a beer with chips. I like that. But
now, do you drink it to calm your nerves?
I drink it to be sociable. That's really the only reason why I drink beer.
You drink it to be sociable? Like you go out in public when you drink your beer?
Yeah, I know you probably think I'm outgoing, but I'm more outgoing if I've had a couple of
beers. So it's like a anti-anxiety medication.
Well, I'm not anxious, but it lubricates me, and I think I'm funny when I'm drinking.
So it does have an effect on you.
Yes, it does.
Now, some people are angry drunks. Some people are gregarious drunks.
I'm a friendly drunk.
Some people are loving when they're drunk.
And I'm going to wait and see if anybody knows the answer that you asked. They do have an eight ball.
All right. What is an eight ball? Does anybody know what an eight ball drink is? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Or anything else on your mind 49 minutes past the hour?
I don't think I've ever seen you drink at all. Do you drink?
It's like socially,
at a party or something.
Yeah. Like Charlie and I and Terry Klein occasionally would go to the OK, and I would have a Yingling when I was there.
Yeah, I like Yingling.
Yeah, but I would never have beer at home. Beer just doesn't.
Now that the COVID-19 is running rampant, I can't go get my one beer a week or two beers a week at OK. So my wife has allowed me to have one beer a week at my house. So.
But who are you being sociable at your house with?
I'm just relaxing and talking to the Cardinals and the Blue Jays out in my backyard.
So it's not really a social thing because you're still doing it.
Oh, I'd much prefer to have somebody to talk with.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, I was actually understandable and nice to my Republican friends when I've had three or four beers.
That's good.
Yeah.
You got to be nice.
Oh, I am.
I think you should.
I'm nice to everybody.
But I have a lot of wine.
Except for people.
At my house.
You have wine?
I have a lot of wine because, like at Christmas and sometimes parties, people think that's a good gift.
They bring it to you.
Yeah, they bring you wine. But I never really drink wine, so I just have a bunch of it there.
So it's a big wine party at Christmas.
Yeah, it's your house. We have to bust the wine open. But, you know, that becomes a problem, too, because a lot of people don't want to drink at holiday parties because they're worried about driving home.
Yes, absolutely.
And I agree with it.
And you need to be.
Yeah, you need to be.
All I allow myself, if I'm going to a party anymore, is I will allow myself two beers or maybe a glass of wine.
Well, last year I was thinking at Christmas about doing it, and people were genuinely nervous about driving home on Christmas Eve.
My wife will not ride with me if I've had one beer.
Yeah. And I think maybe that's right, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then again, I don't know. I'm certainly not advocating that people do it.
No.
But I remember there have been times when, like here, on Christmas Eve, when we have done the eggnog and moonshine, I mean, I drive home from that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
You know, what used to scare me, I was with the Popcorn Festival, which really is sad. It should be going on right now. But I was with the Popcorn Festival for about 5 years. And if you knew how... well, the beer that they drank there, I was always frightened to leave because those people were pretty well plastered, and I know they were driving because they came downtown.
Were you ever a part of the big guys where they drink to the dead?
Ouzo? Huh?
The Ouzo. Is it the Ouzo?
Yeah,
is
we
it?
Would have one shot of Ouzo at the beginning. Yeah.
Oh, well, no, this was done usually on the last night, and they do it in the trailer back behind the stage when the last performance is going on.
Was that the last night? Could have been the last night.
Well, they gather a lot of people in there, and then they bring out this, I don't think it was called Ouzo, though.
Well, Ouzo is the traditional drink that we drank in the Popcorn Festival, and I'm not sure which night it was, but I only had one shot of it.
Is it Greek?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's it.
It's a Greek wine, I think.
And it tastes like cotton candy.
No, it tastes like crap.
Well, see, but they told me it tastes like cotton candy. Okay. That was their description of it. So maybe that was it. But you drink the shot, and apparently it's to the dead.
Oh, really?
That's what they said.
Oh, my.
Maybe you were so plastered by that point didn't realize you were drinking to the dead.
I usually was helping. So, well, that's true. I did get a little tipsy occasionally. But
we say plastered.
I hope my wife was not listening to that.
You got a little tipsy at the Popcorn Festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Drinking's an interesting thing. And then there are some drinks. You know, I had a drink recently, probably a couple months ago, on a Friday night, and I thought there would be some effect from it, and there just was nothing. Nothing.
I think nature kind of conceals itself sometimes. You'd think there's nothing, but if they tested you,
maybe
they might find it. But what if you were at a party and somebody said, we'll give you one drink, and it's your favorite drink, what would it be? And I don't mean beer. I mean drink.
Right. Well, it wouldn't be beer. What kind of drink? An alcoholic beverage? An alcoholic beverage. What would I have? Well, you know, I do like kamikazes.
What is a kamikaze?
Kamikaze is a lime drink.
Okay, and it has vodka.
Vodka.
In it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And I do like screwdrivers because you can't really taste anything. Mimosas are very easy to drink.
There you go.
Mimosas are very simple.
You're naming the ones I'd probably have.
Yeah, and mimosas. Mimosa is something you could drink in the morning and not even realize.
What's a Bloody Mary, maybe?
No, see, but I don't like tomato.
Oh, I don't either, but I like Bloody Marys.
No, see, I like, what did I just say? Mimosa.
Mimosa.
Because orange juice and champagne.
Yeah, you can't taste anything.
You can't taste the champagne at all. It's just like drinking orange juice, like a screwdriver.
The only wine that my wife truly loves. Now, this is bad because my son is a vintner now. He makes wine.
He's Amish.
No. but he makes wine. And matter of fact, he makes award-winning California wine. He makes very good wine. But the only wine my wife really likes is peach wine.
peach wine.
Oh, it's horrible stuff.
I had an uncle one time who owned it wasn't a winery. They called it a winery, but really it was a wine shop.
Okay.
I never went.
They didn't press their own grapes and
make their
own wine. Okay.
No, yeah. I never saw that.
Yeah. Nowadays, my son's is a they have a tasting room. That's all the big thing out in California now is tasting. Well, it is around here too. They have a tasting room in downtown Ojai, but they also, and we get to help. They put up 50 or 60 barrels of wine every year, and we get to help them do that, and that's kind of fun.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we get to bottle it. Matter of fact, I have three or four bottles in my basement right now that I help put the cork in.
Well, see, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Now, I just got a message online. Somebody's favorite drink is a vodka tonic. Vodka is probably...
I hate tonic, so I probably wouldn't like vodka tonic.
Well, vodka seems to be the popular drink. I mean, because it's an ingredient in so much.
And it isn't very tasteful.
But you don't want to drink it straight.
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, it's very potent. And
comes
it's
right up through your nose.
Yeah, but it's also very powerful for the most part.
I guess it probably is.
Yeah. But I had that gin martini up at... let's see. I had that gin martini in New York at the Rainbow Room because it was the drink of the Rainbow Room.
Yeah.
Man. That was a powerful...
Did you like it?
No, not really.
It's like eating pine trees.
Yeah, it's power. When you take a drink, you know you've drank it.
Yeah.
But it didn't have any effect on me, but the person who had a Long Island iced tea that night, it had an effect on them.
Do you ever watch Big Bang Theory?
Yes, I've seen
Sheldon gets loaded on Long Island iced teas because he thinks they're regular iced teas.
Oh, is that?
And then he throws up a lot.
Oh. Well, see, and that night I can vouch because there was a third person in the room who was not drinking. So
that was good.
Yeah, so I felt like we walk everywhere in New York.
Oh, yeah,
so,
of course.
So I said, am I acting as strange as this person? He said, you don't even seem like you've had anything. But he was acting very peculiar. Huh,
that's odd. Strange. I guess it probably affects... We all have different... what is it called?
Margarita on the rocks. We just got a margarita on the rocks over
margarita
here.
Margarita on the rocks. I think that would be good. I watched a couple drink a glass of margaritas that was bigger than a... I would venture it was a 2-gallon glass for margaritas. And it was about a half full. And we were at some Mexican restaurant down on... Sancus in Columbus, and they drank the whole thing, the two of them, and I'm certain I saw them drive out.
Oh.
I don't know how you do that.
I got a girl here who likes beer.
Oh, she's a nice girl.
Well, usually girls don't like the beer.
Kind of depends on the girls.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, I grew up in college towns. I didn't know any girls that didn't like beer.
But liking and trying to get yourself buzzed are two different things.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think a lot of them are trying to get themselves buzzed. I didn't realize recently that there were so many different ways to drink tequila.
Yeah, there are. And you know what tequila is made from, right?
No, what's tequila made from?
It's made from, of course I forgot it. It's like it's a succulent plant. Related to cactus. What is it?
Agape.
Agape, yeah.
Oh, look at me. I'm right on... Pulled that one right out of here.
You're the liquor aficionado.
And I didn't Google that one. Agape. But you know what? I don't understand tequila in a way because it's kind of like vodka to me. Once you mix it with that other stuff, you can't taste it.
No.
So how does somebody say, oh, my favorite drink's tequila? It's like saying my favorite drink is vodka. It's not because it's whatever you mix it with.
If I were going to drink anything straight, I think it would just be a shot of whiskey.
Really?
Yeah, because it's
Is that like before they pull the switch in the chair? I don't understand. Well,
it's honest.
What do you want, Glenn?
It comes
Give
right
me a shot of whiskey.
Down your throat and right up your nose.
Right over your kidneys and right to your liver.
Yeah.
There it goes. All right, we're going to break. We got a whole nother hour coming up. You on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944, and lots more to talk about. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe.
Can you recite Shakespeare?